He must be here. That is where we are supposed to be. Honorable members, I hear that the team needs another 10 and few minutes to tidy up their work. But I thought in the meantime, there is one or two issues I propose we deal with and put aside. But before we deal with that, I thought Honorable Masango could actually tell us something regarding the shortlisting.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I would. Chair, the name that I gave as a name to consider to withdraw of Ms. Alvin Nock was actually a name that I had not proposed for inclusion for shortlisting. So it gave the support officials a bit of a challenge. So I would like, as a result, then if the subcommittee allows, to change that name and give the name of Ms. Morobane.
Again, that approach helps us to stay in the decision we had before we went for break. Is that okay, Honourable Members?
It is fine, Chair. Not a problem.
Thank you very much. There are two items, Honourable Members, I want us to put on the side. The first one is the issue that interviews on the 21st, Lindy.
Madam Chairperson, from 27 to the interviews will be conducted from 27th to 29th of October.
Okay. 27, that is about 3 days.
Yes, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Now, what we are tabling before you, Honorable Members, because of the nature of that exercise of interviews, its sensitivities, and of course, openly cost involved and a number of other things, that those interviews be done live, not on what to call on virtual. And we stick to the coronavirus protocol when we do that for that 3 days. The number of problems we're eliminating in that and so on with regard to that. That's what we wanted to table before you.
Sorry, Chair, if I may ask, by live you mean physically, we'll need to be at Parliament physically?
Yes,
Okay, Chair.
Protocol will be adhered to the best of our ability.
Yes. No, it's fine, Chair. I prefer it that way myself. Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Other members?
Chair, this is Bridget. I also would like to support that that proposal, and I believe it will eliminate quite a number of issues that we might have to deal with at a later stage. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable. Because one of the challenges I was thinking about is that you want to anticipate a technology that stops functioning on virtual once you're interviewing people. Those are things that we're worried about. It seems as if we're in agreement, Honourable Members, on this.
Chairperson?
Yes, Honourable Kira?
I'm in agreement with this. Although I've got comorbidities, I believe that that the environment will be safe. So I
put a plastic around your face, your nose, your ears.
No, it will. Yes. It will assist if we can do it like this, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Members. I think it was a very important thing we thought we should table. The last issue, which is, again, Honourable Members, we thought we need to deal with this, is to agree that as a committee, we propose that the Speaker expedite we recommend and request the Speaker, with the humility of the committee, to expedite the vetting of those who will be shortlisted so that we meet the deadline before those dates of interviews. I'm proposing that it be the resolution of the portfolio committee.
Yes, Chairperson, agree to that one. I think we must not be taken back if this process will take too long. So it will be good if the speaker can put it forward.
Thank you very much. It appears that honourable members will accept that.
Yes, Chair.
Lindy, anything else?
There's nothing else, Chair. Just also want to bring to the attention of the subcommittee that the support team is ready to provide the report. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, we have a support team. Who's going to lead? Is that you, Oli?
Yes, Chair.
Skogele, Oli, Skotu.
You must get a bonus, Pastor.
Why? COVID has taken the whole money of this country. Yes, sir. You must go now to your savings, your whatever, and sell your gold. Give government a loan.
What's going on?
Must sell your gold now and your chicken.
Yes. It didn't save this thing. Okay. Oh, it gave me a heart attack.
What's the challenge now?
Can I just rely on the team? It looks like the other information it didn't save. Can you see the spreadsheet in that is?
I can see it.
Okay, sir. I'll let you know where I'll need assistance from the team.
Yeah.
Basically, okay, Chair, we are 26 names, per person, but we received, yes, Chair, and then we have this name that's highlighted red. Ms. Buitumelo Morubane, we were informed by Justice Lindy that this name, we need to remove it. So then in total, we have 26 names, Chair.
Okay.
I just wanted to bring it here because we were informed on the side.
Mm.
Okay, yes, Chair. So these are the names that we have. If I want me to read them out, Chair?
Mm-hmm.
Or we can, okay. I have Mr. Johannes Klassen from KZN, male. It says African here. He's not African, I don't think. I'm not sure. Okay. And then we have
Bishop, it's important to Bishop.
Yes. Guys, can you verify, he is African, eh? My colleague.
Yes,
okay, thank you.
Okay. And my last is said white male.
Where?
My list, Mr. Johannes Theodorus Klassen, is a white male.
Can we deal with that? Can we put a question mark for now and proceed?
Okay. All right. Okay, and then I have Mr. Mohammed Davis from Western Cape, male, colored.
Mm.
I have Ms. Nomzebo Alice Lamini from Gauteng, female, African.
Mm.
I have Ms. Rachel Madikeledi Muzipe, Gauteng, female, African.
Mm.
I have Ms. Darylene James, Gauteng, female, colored.
Mm.
I have Reverend Mlahleki Ruben Sokana, Free State, male, African.
Mm.
I have Ms. Micheline Melin Smith, Western Cape, female, colored.
Mm-hmm.
I have Ms. Macy.
Wait. The first colors were female, am I right?
Yes, Chef.
All of them?
No. We have Ms. Namtaibo, who's African.
Yes.
Let me just go back, Chair. I have Ms. Namtaibo, yes, who's from Gauteng, female African.
Mm-hmm.
I have Ms. Rachel Madikeledi Muzipe, Gauteng, female African.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have Ms. Darylene James, Gauteng, female colored.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just giving the female, Chair. I have
yes,
Melin Smith, Western Cape, female, colored.
Okay, all right.
Then I have Ms. Macy Sina Ramakula, Gauteng, female, African. I have Mr. Samasivan Pillay, KZN, male, Indian. I have Ms. Nombulelo Gloria Msikinya, Gauteng, female, African. I have Ms. Nomathemba Elaine Gela, Gauteng, female, African. I have Ms. Nyameka Mayatula Khoza, Gauteng, female, African. I have Ms. Alexandrina Vermeulen, Gauteng, female, colored. I have Ms. Zanamuhla Primrose Kanyile, KwaZulu Natal, female, African. I have Reverend Dr. Nywamiloho Joseph Chawane, Gauteng, male, African. I have Ms. Elna Chapisa Matonzi, Limpopo, female, African. I have Ms. Ndauleng Christina Molefe, Gauteng, female, African. I have Mr. Thabo Zakaria Murabe, Gauteng, male, African. I have Mr. Sepang Lebuhang Motogung, Northwest, male, African. I have Dr. Gurunathan Krishnasamy, KwaZulu Natal, male, Indian. I have Ms. Letiwe Ndlovu, KwaZulu Natal, female, African. I have Ms. Dimakaso Jane Chema, Limpopo, female, African. I have Ms. Caroline Oyia, Gauteng, female, African. I have Ms. Mahlohonolo Sobeng Sophia Mabwe, Gauteng, female, African. I have Mr. Devon Clive DeCocker, or DeCocker, Western Cape, male, colored. I have Mr. Peter Uko, Gauteng, male, white. Then, sir, I need to verify Mr. Klassen. What race is Mr. Klassen? Colleagues, did you manage to verify?
Good day, Chairperson, our members and colleagues. So Mr. Klassen is white.
Thank you.
He's a white male.
Yes. So okay. If I can just speak to the information that Yoli has just presented on. So with regards to gender, we now have 16 females and 10 males. And then in terms of provincial information, we have one candidate from the state, 14 candidates from Gauteng, 5 candidates from KZN, 2 candidates from Limpopo province, 1 candidate...
Can you cut the press, please?
With the gender, Chairperson.
Well, gender is fine.
In terms of provinces, we have one candidate from Free State.
Yes.
And then we have 14 candidates from Gauteng. And then we have 5 candidates from KZN. We have 2 candidates from Limpopo. And then we have 1 candidate from
KZN. KZN is how many?
5.
Limpopo?
Two. One candidate from Northwest.
Yes.
And three candidates from Western Cape.
Western Cape. Wait, can you finish? Three candidates from the Western Cape, eh?
Yes, sir.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Three provinces, where are they?
Are
the provinces not apply?
Yes, they're not represented.
No, it's fine. So in other words, the provinces that apply, it's Free State, Gauteng, KZN, Limpopo, Northwest, Western Cape.
That have been shortlisted, yes,
sir. That have been shortlisted, sorry. Can we go back to those demographics? That on the 41, on that first qualified list, where it was telling so many from Gauteng, I think they were about what, Gauteng 16, somewhere from whatever. Can we go back to that?
Yeah, Lee, can you reflect that on the screen, please? The one you just presented on this morning.
No, not. Oh, okay, yeah, all right.
It's not showing, because I'm sharing here on my side.
No,
the one you presented this morning, the presentation from this morning.
The one which is showing is a shortlisted one.
Oh, all right.
I wonder those who have qualified and how many from each province.
All right. Okay. Hold on, I'm getting confused. I'm trying to put myself out here. There are so many. Can I indicate the race in the meantime, Professor?
The race, on the shortlisted?
On the shortlisted, yes.
Okay.
So in terms of race, we now have 17 Africans.
Mm.
We have 5 people who classify themselves as colored.
Mm-hmm.
2 are Indian.
Mm.
And 2 white.
Mm. Africans, how many? 16, 17. Yeah, okay.
Africans is 17, Chapter.
Colors 5.
17 are Africans, yes.
2 whites, 2 Indians. Okay.
And 5 colors, yes.
Yeah, my major worry here is the problem. But it may be very difficult to deal with it, because even from the application, how to get a huge number. Because remember we said, we can't fetch a name from the Eastern Cape if they have not applied.
Yes.
Now we deal with the name in the names in the manner they are presented before us. Honourable members, there's the presentation before you. We've got the 26 now, more women in demographics, all national groupings are represented, although if you check from the white side and Indian side, I don't see women. Well, remember, I'm tabling this before you.
We have raised hands, check.
Oh, I didn't check. Oh, Honorable Masango and Honorable Nya, followed by Honorable Stock, yes.
Thank you, Chair. I think the list that we've just been presented, that has just been presented by our content advisor, for me, it reflects the list that we had originally. As you have said, there are provinces that did not have any person, and also we said, even though we would like to be able to cover the geography of the country in this process, but we are not going to compromise the quality of the people that we would like, because as a national board, it will have to do the work in all the provinces. So I sort of would like to agree with the list, although when Ms. Keke was presenting, unless she has changed it, when she was inserting the numbers as she was going, I think she swapped the females for the males, where she said the males are 16 and the females are 10. So if that has been sorted, that is what I wanted to...
No, yeah, I think that can be easily sorted. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, the list as presented is agreeable too. And I concur with Honorable Masango that this board is national. So they will be working in all provinces. So when we have at least people from six provinces, and it is true that we had discussed this before and we came to an agreement as a committee that, as a subcommittee, that quality will not be sacrificed. We will go for the best quality that we can shortlist, but taking comfort in the fact that we have 14 people from Gauteng does not mean that they will be working in Gauteng alone. This is a national board. They will be working around the country. So I think that is covered, the geographical spread, in a sense that the board will serve the entire country, notwithstanding the fact that other provinces do not have members represented in the board. I'm happy with the demographics when it comes to gender. I'm very happy about that. With race as well, I'm glad that all races are represented here. So the list that's presented to us by our content advisor, it is what we have agreed on. It is what we, as a subcommittee, we concurred to. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Abumanya. Honorable Stock.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Let me also align myself with what my colleagues have said. The list is quite inclusive, in as much as we wanted to all provinces in terms of the representation to be there. But it was not possible. From the start, there are provinces where we did not even receive any application, and nobody applied from those provinces. And in certain instances, in other provinces where those provinces will receive an invitation, an application. It happened throughout the process also, and then we learned that those people did not qualify. And then in particular, the Northern Cape. When we started with the process, there were two applicants from Northern Cape. And then when the process kick-started, where did they find themselves? They find themselves on the wrong side of the application. They did not qualify. So ultimately, we can say that there are people that applied from Northern Cape but did not qualify. So it ultimately brought us to six provinces. So I aligned myself with my colleagues who are saying I think it's quite six. It's quite a huge number, and then it's quite inclusive. And then also because of we are looking at specified and specific skills. And then also because this will be a national board, so it will be working and doing some work in all provinces. I also appreciate the work that has been done by the team, and it's quite reflective. And then we're also happy about the progress that we've made so far as a team. Bigs up, no bonus, nothing, it's COVID. We appreciate, and we're not going to praise you for swimming, Yolisa, yourself and KH and your team, and Lindy. No, okay. I need to praise that he clap before he swim. But thank you very much for the team, for the good work, and we are quite happy about the work that we put together. Thank you very much. We'll consider your bonuses maybe in the next financial year when there's no COVID.
You are not a minister of finance, but we're very careful.
And then when the AU is also going to cooperate, it will depend. We'll see. How is the attitude of the AU?
Honorable Gideon? Oh, sorry. Are you done, Honorable Gideon?
No, I'm done, Honorable Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Honorable Gideon?
She's out by network. She's trying to connect back.
Hey, we must find her. We must find her. Can we find her?
I'm trying to get her, Chairperson.
She's knocking on the door. I'm opening for her. I just opened the door.
You have opened the door now.
Yes, she's in now.
Honorable Gideon?
Chairperson, I'm back. My network just dropped.
We were waiting for you.
Thank you, Chair. No, Chair, I agree with the sentiment on the shortlisting. There was just something, if we finish with the shortlisting, I will ask you to go back to the dates of interviews because it clashed with the program of the NCOP.
What other members? It seems as if we are done with the shortlisting, and I must thank you for completing such a difficult process in the peaceful and the constructive way you have done it. I want to repeat this. Somebody may misunderstand me to say I'm against majority. I'm not against. I know the bottom line is that when you cannot agree, numbers count. But my experience has taught me that decision making that is primarily determined by reason is more sustainable than any other decision. But of course, when the bottom line says majority, it's okay. But I'm happy that we've been able to avoid that. Table the shortlisting is a great honorable members. You can clap hands for yourself. Now let's go to Honorable Gillian on the dates. You want to raise something, Honorable Gillian? Honorable Gillian?
Chairperson, perhaps I can assist. Honorable Gillian wanted to raise the fact that it is our NCOP Provincial Week during the same time that the interview will take place.
On all those days?
The 27th to the 29th.
Colleagues, Honorable Gideon and Honorable Christian and Honorable Malika, all of you, let me tell you, I am looking forward for a day when there will be interviews when Parliament is not busy. A number of times, more than 80% of the times when interviews are going on, there's always something that is being done in one of the houses. And I can tell you, it's going to be difficult to find a day where there's a house which is not busy.
Chairperson, if I can maybe respond to that issue?
Yes.
I have included those dates in our program. Currently, our program is with the House Chairperson's office. I have indicated, and we are aware that it's Provincial Week. I am waiting on a response from the House Chair. If needs be, the Chairperson agrees, we'll have to apply for those dates. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. All right. Can we leave it there, Honourable Members? We are appealing to you, Honourable Members from the NCOP. You've done such wonderful work up to this point. I have no doubt you want to complete it. Can you do the best in the interest of this task to find ways of being present? But the matter is serious. We take it very seriously.
Sorry for my network. I want to concur with Marcel that we take it up with our House Chairperson because it is Provincial Week, so that we can just get the agreement from the House Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Gillian. Honorable Members, Lindy, we are done with items for today, am I right?
Yes, Chair, we are done with all the agenda items that we scheduled for today's meeting.
So, honorable members, I must express my gratitude again to turn what appears to be mountains into molehills because of the human commitment to work together to serve South African humanity. At the end of the day, we call ourselves different parties when we come here, but the main goal is the service of humanity. And I think the different constructive and cooperative way we do it is amazing. At that point, with the powers for now vested in me or other members, can I consider the meeting adjourned? Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Bye.
I'm not sure. 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 I'm not sure.